Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
So Tina asked everyone here, what was the best piece of advice you've ever received? And I'm just going to tag along on that. And what was the worst piece of advice you've ever received? I think that's a great question.
You guys should see her hand movements.
Sorry. Yes, I talk with my hands.
Okay. So
it's a good question, though.
Yeah. The best piece of advice. Let's see. I think is to use your cell phone and switch it to black and white mode to see all the values in your artwork.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably the best because I didn't see in the very beginning, I didn't see values very well. And I would hear the instructor talk about like the values. Well, you need to increase the value of this and this and this and this. And to me, I remember back in the beginning, I didn't really know what a value was. And so it's just like, wah, 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 wah. And I'm like, try something. And then he would go back and correct it. And eventually I put it together. And eventually I probably Googled what a value was.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, that was probably the easiest thing that I saw is to switch your, turn your camera on to black and white and see all the values.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can also get one of those little screens and too.
Yeah.
But I like, taking a picture, yeah, it's so much easier.
It is.
And quick. And it really is clearer than those little value.
Well, because even with the value cards, you're still guessing, you know, a little bit on.
And you have to like close one eye and you're like,
oh, I hate the squinting. I'm like, I got, what are these things? Crow's feet? I don't want to squint.
Yeah, it's like you're messing up my Botox.
I know, right?
But yeah, it's super easy. And I guess, I don't know if we have someone that doesn't know, you take your camera, you take a picture of your artwork, and then under modes or filters, you can go to black and white, scroll over and look at it as black and white.
Yeah.
There's another app called Grid Painter.
Mm-hmm.
And so it overlays a grid and you can also change the function to where it'll show like no tan. So it's like three or four values or you can, you know, just switch it to black and white. That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat in the car and played with that while I was waiting for the kids on soccer.
Grid Painter.
Grid Painter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best piece of advice you've gotten, Julie?
People buy your joy. That has stuck with me.
Truth bomb. I know.
Yeah. Mic drop.
Yeah.
That has stuck with me since I heard that.
That is a good one.
And I think that came from Lilla Rogers on something I was listening to her of hers or class I took several years ago or something. But yeah, that has really stuck with me. If I don't find joy in it, people aren't going to buy it.
You know, I talked to the license agent and I asked her about trends and stuff. And I think she said that same things like, don't really follow the trends because by the time you follow a trend, you're already behind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Paint stuff that you enjoy and let the trend find you.
Yeah. So that's around the same lines. Yeah.
Find your joy. Be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Good call, Julie.
For me, it's from shout out to Jennifer Redstreak.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking a watercolor class from her. And one of the first things, I forgot what we were painting, maybe the blueberries or something. But she said, paint what you see.
Mm.
Color wise, you know, everything. Just paint what you see.
And I liked what she said, too, because everybody has different rods and cones, different number of rods and cones in their eyes. So we all see things differently.
Color is a little different for everybody.
Yeah.
But she was like, just always paint what you see.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So when I get in my head too much with a painting or something, and I'm like, oh, I can't get this right or whatever, I'm just like, I had to take a step back and go, oh, okay, what am I looking at?
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
What do I see?
So I was taking a workshop from another lady, and she knew that I was a teacher. you know, art, a teach oil painting. And so she's like, okay, so we're going to go around the room and everybody tell us why you're here. And she's like, Stephanie, we're going to start with you. Okay. But I go to pick up teaching techniques and what do they do different and everything. And I told her that. And I was like, and I'm also here just to have fun.
Right.
And what was interesting, like, as we were getting into the painting, she has a totally different painting style than I do. And so I'm learning from her. And I started, and she's very impressionistic, very loose painter. I am not.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm trying to get into what she's doing. Meanwhile, I could hear my husband in the back of my head going, it needs more detail. It needs more detail. It needs more detail. And I'm like struggling and I'm telling her this. And she's like, just remember why you're here. You said in the very beginning, you want to have fun.
Yep.
Stop that voice. And I was like, okay.
Like, yeah.
I'm here to have fun and just see what happens.
Yeah. I think that that joy really resonates.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because that's why we did this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was some of the worst advice someone has ever given you?
Buy the cheap paint because you're going to overpaint. And that's one. That was one. And so, you know, you go out and buy, and I'm going to throw this brand out there.
Don't do it
or do it.
I don't know. What do we want them to sponsor us?
Nah, they're never going to sponsor us.
They're crappy paint. We don't want them anyway.
Yeah. Don't buy the Master's Touch brand paint. You will overpaint because the pigment is not as intense. They use lots of different additives. So you will overpaint, and which means you're going to use more of their paint.
Gotcha.
And you're going to spend equal amount of money. But if you go and buy the good stuff, and I'll throw some names out there because this is good, good paint. You know, Gamblin, Rembrandt, Michael Harding, Old Holland, all those are Williamsburg paint. Love Williamsburg. Anyway, you buy the good quality stuff and it lasts you a long time because it's high in pigment, good in additives that are actually expand the lifetime of the painting without causing cracking and all that stuff. So... that was the bad advice that I got, was to use crappy paint. And so what I ended up doing is over a period of time, I just kind of phased out that paint.
Yeah.
And moved to the good stuff.
Mm. Well, and I mean, that's true with colored pencils and with watercolor as well. Mm. Yeah. I found my good quality watercolor. Like I bought the student version of one brand and the professional version of that same brand. And it is almost night and day the student version is good. It's better than the cheap stuff. If that's all you can afford, that's great. But I was shocked at how much more intense the colors were. Same exact color, same manufacturer. It's just the amount of pigment in that good paint was so much better. Mm. So, and colored pencils, like, same thing. Don't buy the cheap colored pencils.
Yeah, I found that out.
Yeah. Don't spend the money on Prismacolor.
the polychromos, have you played with those?
No, I have not. But I've heard they're so really fun. Nice, too. I like a nice, soft colored pencil. And that's why I like the Prismacolors. If you buy the cheap ones, they're usually a harder lead and they just don't blend as well.
Breaking.
Yes. Oh, they break all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Krill is even better than Rose Art.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
like Rose Art just continually breaks and breaks and breaks. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what was a bad piece of advice you've received?
Just put it out there.
Oh, really? Mm.
And I know people say that all the time, but I have decided... I don't know how long ago, but if it didn't bring me joy and I just feel like something's off about it, I'm not going to put it out there because we've all heard this. Mm-hmm. You put it out on social media, it's not really gone, even if it's gone. Even if you think it's gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's still out there.
See all that in politicians.
Right. Do I really want this piece to live out there in the world for the rest of eternity and be found? And so, and yes, I do feel like I improve over time, obviously. And some of the stuff I put out that I thought was good at the time shouldn't have been out. But if I have any sort of reservation with it, I don't want to put it out there.
Okay. So if you're proud of it, you're going to put it out there.
Right.
Okay.
It's just don't just put it out there to have a filler on your social media.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've heard several people say, just put it out there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Just put it out there. Put stuff out there so people see what you're doing and creating. No, not everything needs to go out there.
Yeah. Good enough for somebody else is not good enough not for you.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I am my brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Nike puts out a crappy pair of tennis shoes, what are we going to think of Nike? We're going to remember that crappy pair of tennis shoes.
Right.
We're not going to remember all the millions of good pairs.
It's like Coke with New Coke.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Not with New Coke.
Oh, God. Oh yeah.
We're dating ourselves, but
yeah. And that hurt them for several years.
Oh, yeah.
They even came out with classic Coke.
Oh, yes. So, yes.
Well, you know, yeah. This is going to be totally like sidewall traffic. I can't talk. It's going to be a squirrel moment. So I know we've got another artist friend that she's got multiple brands so that she could do that. Have artwork that doesn't necessarily represent who her current brand is. What are your thoughts on that? Like, do you put it out there under that other brand?
Well, I mean, if you're going to have multiple brands, then to me, that's your whole, that your brand is what it is. So if you're going to have multiple styles or multiple items, then yeah, they need to have separate brands.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's way too much to manage.
Yeah.
Because each brand should really be its own voice.
Right.
I've got like a fake name that I put other stuff under. And you guys know, but nobody else knows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was thinking about, too. And I know another artist that does that, and she's got like three brands, three names.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lot to manage. And then...
because she wants to do so many different things. That's right. The thing.
And maybe that brings somebody joy doing all those different things.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I ever get to the point, I mean, I need to find success elsewhere first. But if I ever get to the point where I do illustrate a children's book, I mean, I would keep it under my brand.
Yeah.
Because.
But it's all like it's all a cohesive style.
Right. It's all a similar style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm thinking like abstract, like if I broke out in abstracts, totally not my style, very realistic. That would be, have to have a different name, I think.
For you, yeah. I throw abstract under my brand just because.
That's still part of who you are.
Right. Yeah. It still goes with my overall style. It still ties in with it.
It does.
But yeah, I think that's just. Becomes a very hard thing to manage when you have 3-4 brands going on.
I think so too.
I can't keep up with one Instagram account. How am I going to keep up with 3?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Mm. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that was like a side thing.
No, but that's
like,
a good question.
Just put it out there.
Yeah.
You know?
So when you started, you said that was the worst piece of advice is just to put it out there. So do you, I guess you do, you regret putting some things out there? Have you pulled them back or did that?
No, it never felt right to me.
To
put it out there, some things. So, I mean, yes, there's things out there. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I put that out there. What was I thinking? That is so terrible, you know, like going back several years. But I don't regret putting that out there. That's who I was at that time, and I thought it was good. But there was other stuff that I have that just didn't feel right putting out there.
Well, so when you go back and you're looking at, say you're reevaluating at the beginning of the year, the end of the year, do you go ahead and pull those pieces and pull them off, you know, whatever platform, even though, you know, like you said, they're always on there somehow, but like...
No.
Or make them more private or...
I've done that with my Pinterest. I've made my boards private, but I haven't done that with social media. They don't make it easy to take it off. Like Instagram, it's like you can't batch do it. You've got to sit there and do an individual one at a time. So.
And what about you? Are there pieces that you're like, have you reevaluated and pulled off anything?
No, I haven't pulled anything off like social media. But I've done the same thing with Pinterest boards. I'll make some of them secret.
Now, I've pulled stuff off my website.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. That's easy because I can bulk do that. But, yeah.
You're like anything from 2000 on. delete.
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's one of those things that's kind of hard to do because, yeah, that was who I am and was, well, who I was at that point. You
right.
Know, like what mm-hmm. you were saying. And yeah, I was proud of some of my stuff. Like I've got some pieces back from 19. No, I started painting in 2000. I got stuff from back 2000 that I was like, ooh, I was so proud of it. Got it framed and everything. And now I look at it and go, huh, that was a good start. And
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah. And I take it those as pieces to show students and things
mm-hmm.
because like, look, this is where I was with the dog portrait back in 2001. And here I am now. The point is keep going.
Right.
Yeah. You've showed yeah. some of those before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're not bad, but like.
They're bad.
But where you are today, like you still started like at a very high level.
Yeah. Just thank you.
Saying. Okay. But yeah, where you are now is completely different.
Yeah. But it was a lot of study too.
Yeah. And I mean, I have, like, in fact, I'm working on redoing the illustration of three of these little guys that I had done. Like the concept of them is really cute and everything, but mm-hmm. I look at them now and I'm like, that is just no. Mm-mm. They need to be redone. They have no personality to them. They're very flat. They're cute mm-hmm. and they weren't bad at that time, but I've grown since then. And now I'm like, okay, I need to add more personality into them. I need to fix this about them. I want them to go more digital so I can do more stuff with them, you know? So, I mean, that happens too, but I'm not going to take them down off of social media because you got to scroll a long ways back to find them.
So that kind of brings me up to another question. Like, huh. say you have some archived pieces, and I'm putting air quotes around that, and you really don't have them out, or you did have them out, either way, whether they're published or not, but do you look at a piece and go, I need to redo that one? And do you redo it, or do you do another piece? Like, do you just start fresh, or do you just take it and go, mm-hmm. no, this is not good, I'm gonna gesso over it and redo it, or just redo mm-hmm. it, like you haven't varnished it yet or anything? Like, do you pick up old pieces and try and redo, or do you just start fresh?
I'm starting fresh with these guys.
Yeah. Oh, with the three mm-hmm. other ones.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've resketched them everything because, like I said, I mean, they're flat. There's no way to put that personality into them
because mm-hmm.
there's no movement to them. Mm-hmm. They're very mm-hmm. stiff and flat. So, and they're not flat in regards of shadows and highlights. They're just flat in regards to their personality.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but so other pieces that you've done, say like, I don't know, like you did a mermaid or mermaid tail, and you look at it and you're like, do you just start fresh again still?
No. I just leave it. And mm-hmm. in fact, I have a stack of canvases sitting in my garage that are going to go to the trash. I'm not even going to bother gessoing over or anything. I'm just throwing them out. Yeah.
Yeah. I do the same thing. For some reason, I can always see the painting yes. that's underneath it. So I have to start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you'll rip up a painting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got like some that need to go in the trash too, but I'm hesitant to do it because it's not like they're bad. They're just not good either.
Yeah. But what if somebody like, what wants it?
I don't know if I want them to have it.
Oh,
because
wow.
I don't think it meets mm-hmm. where I would want it to be.
Yeah.
Like the painting itself is good, but the composition's bad. Like that sort mm-hmm. of thing, you know?
I have a friend that she's an amazing painter, artist, creative, and she has yet to sell anything.
And she just doesn't want to?
Mm-mm.
Well,
and
sometimes
like,
it's not meant people, to sell.
I mean, like, I'm like, I really, can I have this? Can I buy this? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
And no.
Well, that's cool, though.
And she'll do Christmas cards. So I save all her Christmas cards. And that's it. But that's, you know.
But for some people, it's just not about, they're just doing it for the joy of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer Taylor, she's another artist. She and I were kind of talking about mm-hmm. that this weekend about, we forget how to have fun. And
right.
just to do it for ourselves and everything, as soon as you produce it, you're thinking about monetizing it.
Yeah.
And that mindset it gets exhausting. And
yes,
so like
it
she's
does.
She's taken this year to kind of get back to the fun
uh-huh.
of creating.
Paint
for yourself. And I mean, we do that, but at the same time, we're also looking at, you know, how much should I ask for this?
Right.
I got to create the certificate of authenticity. I got to do this. I got to do that. It's becoming I gotta's instead of mm-hmm. I want to's.
Right.
And if you're putting it in any kind of shop, you need to like digitize, you need to scan it, you need to do this, and you need to do that.
Right.
Like you said, there's all these gotta do's.
Your friend, I actually admire for, you know, she does it for her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, mm-hmm. selling the work isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. I was just wondering, like, what you guys do with... Do you have pieces that you know aren't ever going to be in your shop?
Yeah.
Is that your bird? No, you put that one in there.
Well, I was telling Julie, I was like, so this past, what was 2 weekends ago, I've got these folders, and one folder is not listed. Like, I haven't listed them for sale. Another folder is listed. And another folder is like, I don't know what to do with.
That's funny.
Yeah, because they're literally, I don't know what to do with, because... they're not bad, but they're not great either.
Yeah.
They're just in the middle?
Yeah, they're just like, eh.
I can see that, because there's, you know, like you thumb through some of my paintings just today, and you're like, oh, I love that. I didn't know this one was so big. I haven't seen this one. I know.
You're like 100 paintings behind putting them for sale too, aren't you?
I am a good... 30 pictures behind.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sitting here looking and I'm like, and we've got this challenge this week.
Yep.
We've done very Perry pictures. Mm-hmm. So it has to include the color for this year.
Very Perry.
So it had to include that. And now I'm like, and Neville, our friend, is like, no, well, we're doing a live show next week. Let's do it. And we want to do it this week. And we're like, whoa. Time out. Like, can we just take one more week?
I know. Yeah. Well, it takes a little bit to make a painting.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it's like, my white's not even dried on it yet.
Oh, yeah. I put some thick paint in this stuff. Like, I actually did some finger painting in it, too. Yeah, I'm excited about this one. I know, I'm picking up my nail polish.
So what's your worst piece of advice, Rachel?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I'm looking at my Star Wars. You know, everyone's like, just write them and ask them if you can sell it. I was like, okay. So I wrote them. I've sent them the pictures. And, like, they sent it right back, like, the next day. And they were like, no, thanks. I'm like, oh, crap.
Not only no, but no, don't sell them. You can't sell them. We're going to come after you.
Yeah, now they know my name. And, like... And so if I do put it on my Etsy, they'll know it's me and that I asked and I know I'm not supposed to sell it.
Right.
And maybe I could sell it on the download. Anybody out there wants to?
I think you should just keep going after them.
Yeah.
Keep going after them.
I have a friend, her hubby wants them. And I'm like, I'll scan them and give them to him. I won't sell them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't had like a totally worse. I haven't had bad advice because I've been surrounding myself with good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got us. No, she's good.
Exactly. I mean, you guys have already heard all the bad advice and you guys are real good about like, well, they say this, but you need to do that.
Right.
So I feel like I've actually gotten off on a good start.
Yeah.
So you guys need to listen to us.
I'm trying to think, like, I've heard, like, really bad advice, and I'm like, oh, my God, don't do that. I'm trying to think about that. Like,
I know, and I know I have.
I have, too.
Yeah, just like you said, put it out there. Do art shows. Do as many art shows as you can. Yeah. Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, no.
No way.
Definitely not.
I will say, like, you know, you got to try a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, just you because, do. Like, I will, I say not to do art shows.
But we have people who do really well at art shows.
Oh, yeah, you can do really well. I know a couple people
that do great at them, and they love them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're up for that, then do it, you know? Give it a try.
Brooke, she has it down to a science, and, like, Jim loves to do just a few.
Well, Brooke sold, like, 800 original paintings in a year because she goes around to those art shows.
Yeah.
Jim loves art shows. I can tell you, if you're an introvert, you're going to hate them.
Yeah. Bring a friend who's an extrovert. Right.
Exactly.
We did an art show on the mountain, and she was like, can you come and just like talk to people? And I'll sit over here and paint. I was like, okay.
I was so impressed with her. She was like, oh my God, look at your dog. Have you ever thought about getting his pet portrait done? And I'm listening to her and I'm like, God, she's brilliant.
I know. I love her.
I do too.
But yeah. I don't know if I could do it after COVID though. It was so hilarious. Like y'all's introvertedness is like
rubbed off on you.
Yeah, rubbed off on me. And I'm like, I think my big toe is an extrovert now. That's about it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the only other bad advice I can think of is like website stuff.
Oh my gosh. Right? That's like a whole nother podcast.
I know.
Girl.
That's a whole topic in itself, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, well, maybe we should make that the next podcast because I want to know, Julie, your view on do artists need a website? I've heard it go back and forth. I have my view on it. I know. I want to hear your view.
Okay.
That will. Discuss that next time, but leave us comments on like some of what is some of the best piece of advice you've gotten and what has been some of the worst. We'd love to read and commiserate with you guys. So until next time,
thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.